This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next is Generate, a show about Christchurch's regeneration and to get inspired about our city's future, only on Plains FM.
Welcome to Generate, Regenerate Christchurch's monthly radio show. I'm Simon Mucker, and I'm part of Regenerate Christchurch's Partnerships and Engagement team. I'll be your host this evening. Thanks for tuning in. Well, this evening we're discussing a bit more in depth what Regenerate Christchurch does, its responsibilities, and how it fits in with the bigger picture of Christchurch's organisations. We'll also dig into the engagement findings for the Red Zone Futures exhibition and find out what the public told Regenerate Christchurch. We've got Regenerate Christchurch's Strategic Communications Manager, John McDonald, in to talk about Regenerate Christchurch, and then Strategic Engagement Manager, Anne-Marie Mora, will tell us about the Red Zone Futures findings. All right, so first we've got John here to tell us about the work Regenerate Christchurch is doing and shedding some light on its different work programs. Thanks for joining us, John.
Hi, Simon. Good to be here.
No worries at all. So broadly speaking, what is regeneration?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that it's not a new thing at all. I mean, broadly, it's about strengthening communities, but it's a sort of thing that's been happening around the world for years. Now, I think all of us around the table, we can think of examples where perhaps there was a former industrial zone, and then as it's become disused, it's been turned into something like a mall or apartments, and got a whole lot of new people there using it in a different way. Well, that's regeneration, except in Christchurch, it's happening in the post-earthquake context. So it's the same, but very much different.
So when was Regenerate Christchurch set up, and is it owned by the Crown or by the Council?
Good question. It's owned by the Crown and the Council, so we have two parents. It was set up in April 2016, which I think is a really important point to make, because I think because of the entities that have been in Christchurch, that have gone, that are still here, it's very easy to think that they've all been around since 2010 or 2011, but April 2016 was when we were formed.
Sure. So it was almost at the end of Sarah days is when Regenerate Christchurch was formed.
That's right. They came out of the end of Sarah, and then thinking about, so post-rebuild, effectively, it's the regeneration phase. And so we were set up to facilitate that.
So what is Regenerate Christchurch's role in the city?
Well, officially, we have three roles. That's to lead regeneration, to deliver regeneration, and facilitate regeneration. And that covers a range of projects and activities. And some of our projects are higher profile than others. Other parts of our work people won't have heard about unless they are directly affected or involved in that work. So it's a broad range, but that's the broad definition of what we do.
So how is Regenerate Christchurch leading the regeneration of the city, as you sort of mentioned before?
Yeah, okay, leading. So leadership takes all sorts of forms, but I think that, I know that with Regenerate Christchurch, an example of how we're doing it would be the Central City Momentum Project that we've worked on. So for most of this year, up until June this year, we did an assessment, a real thorough assessment, in fact, the most rigorous that there has been done since the earthquakes, of what's happening in the central city. So a lot of buildings came down after the earthquake, 1,000-odd buildings came down, and then the focus then was rebuilding, getting those buildings, replacing those buildings that have gone, and getting the infrastructure up and running again so that people could be brought back into the central city. I think it's really almost hard to, or easy to forget, that we were blocked out of the central city for quite a long time. I remember going to the Pack and Save supermarket on Morehouse Ave and looking down into a big blanket of darkness, and all you saw was the soldiers patrolling it at the sort of the checkpoint there. And so we got the city got its building space back in again. So we decided to do an assessment of what's happening since that's happened, in terms of the economic activity and the people activity, the number of people living in the central city, number of people working in the central city. So we did this thorough assessment. We came up with some an analysis of that, and also some views and recommendations for the Crown and Council on how that could be built on to generate regeneration in the more typical way, and that's about people and strengthening communities. So that's how we lead regeneration. So an example of it.
Yeah, sure. So it's more about bringing people, attracting people back into the central city.
Oh, definitely. Yep. We need more people in the central city. I think something that is occurring to, certainly at Regenerate Christchurch, is it's not just people from within Christchurch. We have capacity in the central city to accommodate or absorb some of the space or some of the growth that's happening around the country that cities are having difficulty accommodating. So we can offer CBD space that other cities certainly can't. And I know that at least in Wellington, people are talking about what they're going to do when their lease runs out because the space is tight there.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bit hard when you've got like the hills on one side and the coast on the other and everyone's sort of jammed in between there.
Yep.
So you sort of mentioned another role is Regenerate Christchurch, delivering regeneration. What does that mean? What is delivering regeneration?
So that's when we really get down to coming up with the plans and the guidance for getting on with a particular project. Now, I mentioned earlier that some of our work is well known and some of it is lower profile. I think one of the highest profile pieces of work we're involved in is the regeneration plan for the Otakoro-Avon River Corridor regeneration area, or the corridor as it's known, previously known as the residential red zone. So what we're doing there is we're taking the 602 hectares that covers. It's always good to make a comparison, I think. That's four times the size of Hagley Park. So it's a massive, massive area. And Regenerate Christchurch is determining that the land uses and activities that could make the best use of the area over time. We're not looking at coming up with all the answers, but working out or giving the city a plan that over the next 30 years, it knows how to use the investment in the area to make it something that really is of benefit for the local community, but something which brings people from outside Christchurch and outside New Zealand as well. So an attractor of visitors, but also something which strengthens the local community by providing something that wasn't there before.
Hmm. That's an exciting time. I can't wait to see how it all sort of turns up, really.
So, yeah, we'll stick around. We'll find out.
Yeah. And finally, how is Regenerate Christchurch facilitating regeneration?
Now, that is something that's unique to Regenerate Christchurch. Under the Act we operate, we have powers, and powers makes it sound almost spooky, but it's not. We have powers to make changes to local plans, like district plans, that sort of thing. If we see an opportunity to accommodate a Regenerate project or a regeneration project, but that may be stymied by something in the local plans, for example, it has to be a rigorous process, but we go through the analysis phase and we work out whether something does warrant being looked at further, and we make recommendations to the minister that the minister considers using the powers in the Act to make that change to enable or facilitate that that regeneration project to happen. So that is something that is unique to Regenerate Christchurch. We've seen it already with the Redcliffe School, getting the school back into the community, because as I mentioned, strengthening communities is what regeneration is all about, and the community certainly felt that they would be stronger by having their school back in their local community. So that's an example of how we can facilitate regeneration. We don't do the actual grunt work. We don't get the shovels out and do that sort of thing, but we see opportunities to make changes where perhaps some of the local regulations are stopping something from going ahead.
That's great, yeah. And so, I mean, there's a lot of different organisations and agencies in town, especially post-earthquakes. How does Regenerate Christchurch fit in with, you know, the likes of Otakoro, Linz, DCL, all the others? It's a bit of a map.
Yeah, well, Linz, well, that's Land Information New Zealand, so that was an entity that what's always been around in some shape or form. Otakoro is the Crown-owned agency, and essentially their job is to deliver the anchor projects, as we know them here in Christchurch. Development Christchurch, DCL, well, that's owned by the City Council, and that's an urban development agency, so that's about attracting investment, getting investors in touch with projects to make things happen. That's what they do. And Regenerate Christchurch, well, as you've said, we lead, facilitate and deliver regeneration. And quite often, that's the people stuff, projects that make a better environment for the community or help build momentum, economic momentum in the city. So that's, I think that explains the difference. Something that makes us different, of course, is we're owned by the Crown and the Council, whereas Otakoro is owned by the Crown and DCL is owned by the Council.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thanks for all that insight, John. That's been really beneficial for sure. And it's good to see how Regenerate Christchurch fits into the bigger scheme of things in the city. Now we're going to have a chat with Anne-Marie Mora from Regenerate Christchurch about the feedback that we received during the Red Zone Futures exhibition. Welcome to the show again, Anne-Marie.
Thanks, Simon.
That's cool. So first things first, what was the Red Zone Futures exhibition? Just give people a bit of a background information to what we're talking about here.
Okay, sure. So you heard John talk earlier about the fact that Regenerate Christchurch is producing a draft regeneration plan for that area. And so the Red Zone Futures engagement period was all about seeking feedback into a short list of land uses for that area. And it ran for 5 weeks in May and June of this year.
That's great. So now the Red Zone Futures engagement findings have been published. What were the big take-home messages from that?
Okay. Well, probably the most important finding was that 89% of Greater Christchurch residents rated the plan positively. So that was pretty consistent across Greater Christchurch, across ethnicities, and amongst those who live in the residential red zone, and even those living outside of Christchurch. And it was especially appealing for youth. It was also really pleasing to see that 90% of people agreed it would make a positive contribution to Christchurch's natural environment, as well as that 86% said that it would make a positive contribution to our social and community well-being. 85% said that they'd want to visit the area, and 85% said it would be appealing to visitors. So wow. they're pretty compelling results, I think.
Yeah, that's massive.
When you think about the green spine, and just to remind everyone of what that is, it's the public open space that extends from the city all the way to the sea. And 91% of people rated this positively.
Wow. So what did people like about it?
So there were three things in particular that people really liked, and one of them was the ecological focus. So that's the idea of ecological restoration and habitat renewal and the protection of native plants and animals. People also liked opportunities, the idea of opportunities for sport and recreation. They loved the idea of it encouraging people to get out and get active. And the other really key thing that resonated for people is that it basically amounts to being a place for everybody. So that means that it's accessible, it'll have multifunctional uses, and it really has that sense of community and family orientation.
And now at the Red Zone Futures exhibition, the land was broken down to three different reaches, was that right?
That's right.
Okay, so what were people concerned about or unsure about with the findings?
So 10% of people said that they'd like to see some limitations on the extent and scale of the commercial activity. Another thing that people said that they didn't like or had some concerns about, 9% wanted to see housing excluded from the area, and that's probably not that surprising given the history of the area. Mm. And 6% of people wanted a flat water facility to be included.
So feedback was gathered in two different ways. There was a representative survey that Nielsen undertook, as well as feedback that people could provide at the exhibition. What was the reason behind having two different types of feedback?
Okay, so feedback from anybody is fantastic because we're really keen for everybody to have a say on the future of that area. So that was the public opt-in survey. As well as that, though, a representative survey. So the key thing about a representative survey is that it's representative. So it's all about getting feedback from a sample that genuinely represents the target population. So the idea of a representative sample is that all relevant types of people are included and the right mix of people are also interviewed. And this helps to avoid any kind of bias with some groups being overrepresented. So for this research, a certain quota of people from Greater Christchurch were surveyed. We also talked to people from wider New Zealand, and also former residential red zone property owners. So the representative survey was carried out for Regenerate Christchurch by Nielsen. And in this case, the target was the following sample mix. So there were 300 people from East Christchurch, 500 from the rest of Christchurch, 200 from the Selwyn District, and 200 from the Waimakariri District. And in terms of ethnicity, there was a minimum of 100 people who identified as Maori, and we targeted a minimum of 70 young people aged 15 to 17.
That's really cool, because some of those groups are really difficult traditionally to try and get feedback from. So it's really cool that Nielsen have those mechanisms in place so they can get that feedback for us as well.
It is.
Yeah, that's awesome. So over the entire period, the travelling exhibition, physical exhibition, the online exhibition, workshops, how many people did Regenerate Christchurch actually engage with?
So altogether, we recorded more than 23,000 engagements with members of the public. So this includes more than 8,100 people who visited the fixed exhibition at Cashel Street Mall, and a further 1,700 approximately who engaged with us through the travelling exhibition. Mm-hmm. And that was the exhibition that we felt was really important to include because it actually took the information out into the community, into community hubs like shopping centres and service centres. We also had around 10,000 people engage online throughout that process as well.
Oh. So what happens to the engagement findings now? What's being done with them?
Okay, so the engagement findings are a really important part of developing the draft regeneration plan for the corridor. So they're all being considered as well as all of the technical information, and we are progressing with drafting the plan. After that, there'll be an opportunity for people to provide submissions because we'll be publicly notifying the plan, and then we just take it from there.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for coming on the show again, Anne-Marie, and thanks to everybody for listening as well. For more information on the work Regenerate Christchurch is doing, visit engage.regeneratechristchurch.nz. That's engage.regeneratechristchurch.nz. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for Regenerate Christchurch. We'll be back again on Tuesday the 30th of October at 5 p.m. and we hope you'll tune in then.